This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Our topic this time is the rainwater basins of South Central Nebraska, and today about their critical importance to migrating birds. The Central Flyway is a north-south path through the middle of the United States flown twice a year by migratory birds. Ted LaGrange, the wetland program manager for Nebraska Game and Parks, says they're coming from the southern high plains and the Gulf Coast.
Some species all the way from Central and South America. Most of them are on their way to breeding grounds that can range anywhere from the Dakotas and Montana up into Prairie Canada. Some of the goose species go all the way up to northern Canada, Alaska, and even Siberia.
In late winter, something tells them it's time to head north, to mate and nest and create offspring.
There's estimates that between 9 and 13 million waterfowl move to the rainwater basin in spring.
That's Joel Jorgensen, non-game bird program manager with Nebraska Game and Parks. Those 9 to 13 million commuters, that's just the waterfowl. Shorebirds and others aren't included in that count. The path of the Central Flyway resembles an hourglass. The pathway narrows right over South Central Nebraska, right over the rainwater basin region. LaGrange says the migratory path narrows over the Big Bend in the Platte River.
It's in very close proximity to the rainwater basin landscape. That combination of having the river and the rainwater basin wetlands in close proximity does help attract a lot of those birds.
The region is a critically important rest stop for these birds. They land, they rest their weary wings, they eat waste grain from the fields, they gobble plants and seeds and invertebrates from the rainwater basin wetlands. In late winter, while we humans are trying to lose the fat, these birds are furiously trying to pack it on, to store energy. Energy needed to complete their flight north, then build a nest and mate and tend to their hatchlings.
And they need to find those food resources that they require to not only migrate successfully, but when they get to their breeding grounds, so they're in the sort of physical condition where they're ready to breed.
Joel Jorgensen.
That's something that long-distance migrant shorebirds are challenged by. They have such tremendous migrations, traveling 20,000 to 30,000 miles in a single year, that if they arrive in the breeding grounds in poor condition or late, they may not have it in them to breed successfully.
When that happens enough times, populations begin to decrease.
And in fact, we're seeing that with some populations.
To help maintain bird populations, ag producers and landowners can do what they're able to conserve their wetlands, like the rainwater basins. Mark Vertiska is waterfowl program manager with Nebraska Game and Parks. He says it's an amazing thing to witness those birds during their stopover.
And kind of what's different about it is just all these birds are in their full plumage, at least the ducks, doing courtship displays and so forth, and just the sheer numbers.
In late winter, it's quite a sight around Nebraska's rainwater basins.
Yeah, I've worked in a lot of different places, and the rainwater basin will rival anything that I've seen on North America.
Our thanks to Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library in Ithaca, New York, for the featured bird songs. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. The program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about migrating birds and conserving the wetlands they depend on, and hear archived episodes on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.